Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. I'm George Henry. Florence City Council deliberated for about 2 hours last night as they considered all of the public testimony and covered many of the concerns that citizens have voiced over the 2 months prior. Flooding, traffic, and who could potentially be annexed down the road were all part of the public record. Concerns were even voiced by the public as to previous dealings with the applicant Benedict Holdings LLC. But when it came down to it, the council was reminded by City Attorney Ross Williamson that voting against the proposal based on a judgment of character or previous behavior by the applicant was not an option.
I think what we're looking at tonight and when we start deliberating is this piece of property and the services that can be provided to this piece of property. We're not looking at the owner. We're not looking at the potential developer who may or may not be the same person. We're not looking at the style of houses. We're not looking at the number of houses. We're looking at this piece of property.
The council unanimously decided to close the public hearing last night and began a 7-day written period to end on March 1st before deliberating on the proposal. The council also unanimously approved their consent agenda that will accept funds to replace the airport AWOS system, provide money for improving emergency radio service, and accepted a bid to construct an equipment building at the city's public works site. Syosla Elementary School opened their doors for hybrid instruction yesterday. Students were on campus from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It was an experiment of sorts in logistics. According to Syosla School Superintendent Andy Grzkowiak, groups of students were offset by 30 minutes between arrivals, some transported by bus, some by family members. The schools also have a tentative date for middle and high school students to phase in hybrid learning. That date is March 8th. Grzkowiak says he believes the forthcoming health report metric will show that cases have been low enough in the past weeks to allow for other classes to start. The schools will also have the availability of rapid antigen testing for any student or staff that exhibits any sign or symptoms of illness. Those tests will be available as early as March 1st. Grzkowiak says the tests are able to determine a COVID infection 5 to 7 days after exposure, even if an individual is asymptomatic. The Oregon Health Authority has reported 324 new or presumptive cases for COVID-19 in the state. Lane County Public Health reported 52 new cases. Hospitalizations are down in Lane County, with 17 people currently hospitalized, with 4 individuals in the ICU. Lane County is also reporting that more than 16,000 individuals have been fully vaccinated, with just over 30,000 having received their first dose. There were no new cases reported for the 97439 zip code yesterday. For the second night in a row, the Florence Cold Weather Shelter will be opening this evening. The shelter is now located on Highway 101 across from the Sand Ranch on the north side of Florence. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, certain protocols have to be maintained, and masks and distancing requirements will be adhered to. Guests can arrive at 5 p.m. this evening and stay until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lane County Public Health has not currently scheduled any vaccination clinics for the Oregon coast. Pre-registration numbers are low for the area, and according to local health officials, if anyone is concerned about getting the vaccine, they need to get registered. Supplies of the vaccine in Western Lane County have been limited due to the smaller number of people requesting a vaccination spot. You can access the registration portal at lanecounty.org and follow the links. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021.